Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. A member of the Australian Defence Force has been charged with an espionage offence. A 40-year-old female army private and a 62-year-old male labourer were arrested in Brisbane yesterday. Australian Federal Police allege that the two Russian-born Australian citizens were working together to get sensitive information to share with Russian authorities. They allege the woman travelled to Russia while on leave from the ADF and instructed the man in Australia to log into her work account. AFP Commissioner Rhys Kershaw says they were able to put a stop to the alleged espionage.
This alleged criminality has been disrupted. Currently, no significant compromise has been identified. To the Australian public, espionage is not a victimless crime, and it is certainly growing. It has the potential to impact on Australia's sovereignty, safety and way of life. It happens in the shadows and the daylight, and I ask Australians to call the National Security Hotline on 1800 123 400 if they feel something does not seem right.
Meanwhile, United States President Joe Biden has accidentally called the Ukrainian leader President Putin after he announced a new aid package for Kyiv. The package worth over $330 million includes a Patriot missile system to help Ukraine's air defenses. It also includes Stinger anti-aircraft missiles, ammunition for high-mobility artillery rocket systems, and more artillery ammunition. After announcing the package, President Biden accidentally misspoke when introducing Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky.
And now I want to hand it over to the President of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
Later in the day, President Biden told the media that he still intends to run for re-election despite top members of the Democratic Party asking him to step down. And in football, England's manager, Gareth Southgate, says they must play perfect in order to beat an impressive Spanish team in the European Championship final. A tournament that began with unconvincing performances and widespread criticism from fans will end with a chance to make history in England's first overseas final. England secured their spot in the final against Spain due to Ollie Watkins' stunning strike at the 90-minute mark against the Netherlands, sealing a 2-1 win. Southgate says his team will have to be at their absolute best if they are to join the 1966 World Cup team in English football history.
To be able to take the team to a first final overseas, I'm immensely proud of that. But now, of course, we've come here to win. We play the team who've been the best team in the tournament, and we have a day less to prepare, so it's a huge task. But we're still here, and we're fighting.
I'm Sam Dover. This has been SBS News in Easy English.